The Dead Sea Scrolls are one of the biggest archaeological discoveries of the 20th century. They're the oldest biblical manuscripts ever found. The scrolls continue to generate interest for their insight into early Judaism and Christianity, but they've also been a source of rumor and intrigue over the years. The latest involves a Palestinian antiquities dealer who has been quietly selling scroll fragments to Christian evangelical collectors in the U.S. Daniel Estrin has the story.
Israel takes its Dead Sea Scrolls very, very seriously. Almost all the scrolls are in Israel's possession. The most complete are on display at the Israel Museum in Jerusalem. The rest are in a government lab run by Penina Shore. Her team uses tweezers and dental tools to handle the brittle fragments.
As far as we're concerned, these are the most delicate manuscripts in the world.
Which is why Israel keeps them in a dark storeroom under the same conditions that preserve them in desert caves.
Because we know that it's the darkness, the humidity, and the temperature that maintain these scrolls, that preserve these scrolls for 2,000 years.
Wow. You basically built a cave.
We basically built a cave, yes.
Exactly how many scroll fragments Israel has is a mystery.
Some say 15,000, some say 30,000. We actually don't know how many fragments there are.
You don't know how many fragments you have?
No. We will know at the end of our project, because now we're imaging them fragment by fragment.
But there's a handful of fragments that Israel doesn't have. The source is this man.
My name is William Kandu, the son of Mr. Khalil Kandu.
William's father was a Palestinian Christian who became the main dealer of Dead Sea Scrolls after Bedouin Arabs first found them in the late 1940s. But he held on to one important scroll. In 1967, Israel detained William's father, and he confessed he'd hidden it, the longest Dead Sea Scroll ever discovered.
And my father kept it at home in a very good condition.
In a shoebox under a floor tile in his bedroom. Israel bought it from him, but he had more scroll fragments hidden throughout the house. Kando says his father put them in a safe deposit box in Switzerland. When Kando's father died in 1993, his children inherited the collection, and very quietly, they began to sell.
I understand that there are still some fragments that have been sold in recent years.
I can't say anything.
Maybe, William, maybe it's better if I turn off the microphone?
Yeah, okay.
Kando prefers to speak off mic because he's kept the rest of this story quiet. He's approached manuscript dealers in the U.S., including Lee Biondi in California.
You know, it's the earliest witness to scripture. It doesn't matter if you're collecting books and manuscripts. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't get any more exciting.
Biondi helped facilitate the sale of scroll fragments to an evangelical Christian college near Los Angeles in 2009. It paid a couple of million dollars for 5 fragments. Then Kando sold 8 more fragments to a seminary in Fort Worth, Texas for a similar amount. And the owners of the Hobby Lobby retailer, an evangelical family in Oklahoma City, bought 12 fragments. Jerry Pattingale is a scholar who manages the family's collection. He won't elaborate on what they bought until he starts publishing the fragments in about a year and a half.
Yeah, I'm under non-disclosure on that because there is at least one rather amazing discovery in one of them. But I can't talk about that. Sorry.
That's why a lot of these fragments are so coveted. Some of them contain biblical passages that are slightly different from the passages people have been reading for centuries. Those variations can offer crucial insight into how the Bible evolved. Dealers like Lee Biondi say the private market is the only way to coax fragments out of Kando's safe deposit box and into scholars' hands. But many biblical scholars view these newly revealed fragments with caution. Scroll scholar Ibert Tichelar explains.
In theory, one could say that if you are asking more than $100,000 for small fragments, that it could be tempting for people to make some money out of this and to create fragments.
Create some fragments, as in forge some fragments. Tichelar says one of the newly purchased fragments looks fishy. He's not saying it was forged, but one Israeli scholar has raised that possibility. Israeli officials, however, still want to get their hands on them. I watched an Israeli official leaf through a large red binder containing classified information on private sales and attempted sales of Dead Sea Scrolls. Eitan Klein of Israel's Anti-Antiquities Theft Squad says the scrolls are an Israeli national treasure and Kando sold them illegally, which Kando denies.
We are now investigating in Israel the transactions of the scrolls, fragments from the Dead Sea Scrolls from Israel to America or other countries on the globe.
Klein says Israel is looking to see if it has a basis for legal action to get the scroll fragments back to the land where they were written 2,000 years ago. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.